It is day 17 on my travel to orbit, and there is a lot to talk about and a lot of time to talk about it in. Wait, no. There's not a lot to talk about and not a lot. No. I'm going to talk about some stuff, and I'm going to do it in an amount of time that I'm going to have to do it in, I think. Anyway, so today is Wednesday, and if you get up, well, hopefully you get up. I woke up pretty early. It's when I usually do, 4 o'clock, and I jumped on Destiny. What did I see there? Is a mission on the Earth. And I'm thinking to myself, I have no open missions on the Earth. I've done everything on the Earth. There hasn't been a mission on the Earth in who knows how long. So I check my quest. There's nothing there. I check my bounties. Nope, nothing there to take me to the Earth. What's on the Earth? So I go to the Earth, and there is a quest there on the Earth. And what does it say? It says the first firewall quest. First firewall quest? What's the first firewall quest? So I jump down into the first firewall quest, and it takes me to where I'm going to enter the Seraphim Vault, where I fought for Rasputin when I took on Omnigoals. I go, this is interesting. So I'm slow walking in here because it's the same area, but you never know what's going to happen. Something's going to jump out and kill you. So I'm walk into the Seraphim Vault, and I stand at the little computer. And what happens? It's like, okay, sounds like someone's spawning in. Like, okay, what's happening? We got a line of Taken Knights and Hive Knights spawning in a line? Why are they spawning in a line? It's kind of a weird random order for these knights to be spawning in a straight line in. Oh, well, I better kill him. So what do? I do the obvious thing. I pull out the bolt caster. Why? Because that sword is awesome. It's amazing. It's ridiculous. I love it. These guys are lining up. Might as well go to town. So I take out this first line of knights. There's maybe 8 or 9 of them. I don't remember. Probably 8. I was like, okay, that was cool. And then they spawn again in another line in a different order. Hive taken, knight taken. I was like, what? I don't know what this is all about, but I still have some charges in my bolt caster, so let's go to town. Take him out again. Wipe him out. It's like, okay, cool. 2 waves of knights in a line. Pretty easy. Maybe this is for... Oh, they're spawning again? In a different order? I don't know what this order has to do with anything, but all right. Start throwing my lightning discs of death, which are crazy awesome and crazy powerful. Get through this line. Sweet. There's got to be more to this. Oh, another line of knights in a different order. What could that order be for? I don't know. Maybe I do know. Maybe it's important. Maybe it's not important. Oh, took out this line. Oh, a bigger knight spawns. Let's take down this knight. He's one of the bigger knights. He's taller. He was on steroids. Or he got more of the hive milk from the witches and he grew taller. Take him down. And what happens? They drop a transceiver. What is this transceiver for? I don't know. Go in. It's under your same place where your faction bounties are. It's like, oh, you input a code into this transceiver. That's pretty cool. I wonder what this code is. I don't know. Couldn't figure it out. I just start messing with the code, clicking on stuff. I don't know. But then I said to myself, self, you know who would know? Is the Destiny community. Even though I got up at 4 o'clock, and this probably went live at the reset, I bet someone is already on the internet and has cracked this whole thing. So I'm going to go to Reddit and I'm going to look. So I pop open Reddit while I'm playing with this thing. And sure enough, someone has already cracked the code, figured out that, guess what? The way that those hive and taken knights spawn actually correlated to how you input the code into this device. It's like, okay, these people are very clever. They figured this out very quickly. It's like, okay. And then there's another quest. So after this part, after you input these 4 codes, I think the pattern's like 1-2-1-1-2-2-2-1-2. And then you input 1-2-1-1-2-2-1-1. And then 1-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-1-1. And the last sequence is 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-1. And you'll be able to see it. You'll understand what that means when you go in and you get this quest. I wonder if this quest is only going to be available today or if it's going to go away. I don't know. I can imagine there'll be a lot of people upset if this is only lasting for one day, then it goes away, especially if they missed it. Because I imagine this is the quest line for the sleeper simulant, the thing that people have been trying to find for forever. Okay, so after you input these codes into this device, you go, it's time to do the quest called the Shadow Call. So what happens? You have to go up the Devil's Spire where Cade stashes, where we were sent to retrieve those codes. You have to climb from the rickety old bridge that's falling apart all the way to the top in like 3 minutes, 20 seconds or something. So you have to climb up there, you get to the top, you got three wizards you gotta kill, and then you get another item, and that's the Ikleos Fusion Core. Now, once you get the Fusion Core, you got to do five things in order to unlock this Fusion Core. So first, you have to dismantle a legendary heavy weapon. Then you have to run the Archive mission on Mars. And then after that, you have to go to the Earth, Moon, and Mars, and you have to defend some Warsats. Once it unlocks this, you're going to take it to the Gunsmith, and that's where the quest chain ends for now. So eventually there's going to be something else that's going to pop up that we're going to help us continue on to find the sleeper simulant. Maybe it's not the sleeper simulant. I imagine it is. That's what everyone's speculating about. It could be something completely different. But I just wanted to say that this, it was a nice surprise. Jumping on Destiny and seeing something new that you were not expecting. Seeing these different type of quest items. A quest item that you open that you actually have to input a code into. This opens a lot of possibilities. If Bungie is thinking of items like this, that you actually have to input a code, I think that's fantastic. Because that means they're thinking of other things for other quests that you'll have to do. Maybe eventually you'll find a map that you have to open up and decipher. Maybe you'll find a string of text or a story or a book that has a bunch of information in it that you have to read through. And you have to solve for, look for clues or something. And this just has a lot of potential for the future of Destiny. And I think this is what Destiny is needed also. And it's great that it's come like 3 or 4 weeks after the Taken King is dropped. Because guess what? People are going to want to come back and back to see if there's anything new. Is there a new mission? Is there something else that I missed that I need to do? This is going to keep people going back to the game. And it's going to keep people excited for the game. And I am all for it. Now I have to go defend me some Warsats. I mean, how many Warsats have fallen from the Earth, honestly? I mean, how many public events have there been? Are there any more Warsats in orbit? I mean, can we be done with defending these Warsats? Can we just leave them? It's like we got all the information out of them. Come on. How many Warsats do we have to defend? Honestly. So I'm digging these quests. You know, and then I was thinking also, Bungie can throw in these quests onto the map that we can do any given time. To me, this opens up a huge possibility for special events. And let me tell you what I mean. They can create a quest that sends us into the same area, but is different. For holidays, and this is one thing that popped in my mind. For holidays. Now, I'm not talking about holidays that we have. I'm saying holidays that Bungie can make up for their game. For example, Traveler Day. You know, it's the day that the Traveler came and changed everything. That could be a holiday. It could even coincide with one of the normal holidays that we have. Whatever, that doesn't matter. So just like WoW does, they have their own holidays. They make them up. They coincide with times of normal holidays for people. They give out special events, special stuff. Anyway, say we have a day like this where the tower is decorated. Guess what? We queue into a different tower. It's a different instance of the tower that's up for like this week, and it's decorated. Maybe it has different vendor items. Maybe it has, you know, different consumables. You know, there's a tree or something with lights on it or whatever for Christmas. There's possibilities there. There are also possibilities for them to have missions that allow us to take 6 people into them instead of a 3-man fire team. How about for a week, they do something where you can go to the Court of Oryx with a 6-man fire team? I mean, they've shown that they can do this. It doesn't have to be live for the rest of the duration of the game. It can be a weekly event. It can be a special event. We can have 6 people in there doing the Court of Oryx, which is awesome. I dig it. Lots of possibilities. Let's keep going with this. Let's evolve on this. And the one way that they're going to evolve on this is probably going to be through the microtransactions. The more microtransactions that they sell, the more money we give to them, they're going to be able to develop more content. And that is just normal and it's natural. I don't understand why I get called, if I'm going to support Bungie by buying an emote, all of a sudden I'm, you know, some expletive, whatever expletive you want to use. I mean, people are using all of them on the internet for people that are going to buy emotes. If people are going to support the microtransactions, they can call us whatever they want. But that's how these things are going to happen. I mean, if expansions come out, fine, we'll buy those and we'll get that stuff. But for content like this that is happening randomly and is being pushed out for free, this is how it's going to happen. They have to pay people to make this content. That's how it works. I'm sorry, that's how a lot of the game industry is going to. People can complain about it. You can get upset, but that's how it's going. If you don't like it, there's nothing saying that you have to keep playing the game. I don't understand that people hate it so much that they're doing this, but they still are trying to convince everybody that still enjoys the game and is going to buy emotes and support the game in the future because they like the game, because a lot of people do, why they are the worst person on the earth and they're slack-jawed, mouth-breathing, cake-eater idiots. That doesn't make sense to me. Move on to a different game if you don't like it. No one is forcing you to play this game. No one is forcing you to spend money on microtransactions. No one's doing it. Go play a different game. There are lots of great games out there that you can buy and play that don't have microtransactions. I don't understand why you're trying to convince people that enjoy it not to do this. There's not going to be like this huge change because Bungie included microtransactions. Everything's going to change. It's not going to happen. It's not innovative. It's not like Bungie is the first company to do this. You know, if you don't like it, leave. If you don't like it, you don't have to say anything about it. Don't buy them and play the game if you still like the game. I mean, it's easy as that, right? I don't understand why there has to be this huge giant war of people that don't like it against people that do like it. It doesn't make sense to me. Where was I? I don't know. I got on a rant again. Every time I get on a roll, I just forget completely what I'm talking about. Okay, so I'm going to buy some emotes. That's happening next week. I'm going to hope they keep doing missions like this. Super cool. I really enjoy them. Now, the one thing I really wanted to talk about today, and this is something that has been happening with games for a really long time. So I've come from the day of before the internet was popular, playing the Nintendo Entertainment System, playing the SNES, and talking about secrets, right? Secrets in games and how companies can hide secrets in games. For example, we'll go with Destiny for now. Like, no one knew that this quest was going to pop up today. There was nothing about it. It wasn't data mined. No one understood what it was. We didn't hear about these items that we had to find or this item that had a code to put in. I mean, it was kept quiet, under wraps, secret, and from what I can tell, it was not data mined because no one knew about it. No one knew this quest was going to pop up. But on the other hand, once these updates come out, people get the data files, they data mine it. We know this exotic, this exotic, this exotic, this exotic. You know, these are the locations, these are where the ghosts are at. I mean, we know all this stuff before we even get to play the game. You know, and I was thinking to myself, do I like that? Do I like knowing everything in the game before it comes out? Or do I like that surprise of when I actually find something or discover something? And for me, it's a little bit of both. I would love to discover like something completely new for the first time. But now, with so many people playing, so much information out there, so many professional players that, you know, this is what they do as a profession, is play Destiny, make videos, put it out there. You know, for example, when they found the Court of Oryx, but the basketball Court of Oryx, in the raid, there's a secret room, there's a relic, there's a hoop, you're overcharged in this room, and a group found it. You know, and they found this room, and everyone's like excited, what does it do, what does it do? And instantly, it's out there. Boom. Because people are watching streams. When someone discovers something, it's like almost immediate when it hits the internet and it spreads and people are finding out about it. So all these people that are discovering things, they're playing and it's out there. Boom. So if anyone ever walked into that room, they'd be like, oh, check out this room. You'd be like, nope, someone already discovered it. You're like, oh, I wasn't the first one here. Okay. So then come to find out that this room, people have been searching this room to see what it does and if it has anything to do with anything. Luke Smith on Twitter says, nope, it was just an Easter egg. It was an actual basketball Court of Oryx that the team put in there. Nothing to see here. Moving on. And then people are upset about it. Like, yo, I wasted my weekend trying to figure this out. It's like, I don't, it's not a waste of your weekend. You're looking for the discovery. You want that discovery. You want to be the first person to describe, to find something, to show the rest of the internet what it is. Because, I mean, that's a huge drive of players to, you know, go out there and explore. I mean, geographically, Destiny's big. There's lots of stuff to explore and see and find. But once we know that, like, after the first week, you know, most people have discovered almost everything about the game that they can. I mean, there's some stuff that Bungie's able to hide now, which is super cool, and I appreciate that. So it's new and it's different, and it's not like everyone found everything the first 3 days, and now if I want to find it, I'll just go find a guide on the internet or look at a YouTube video. Because I think that's one of the cool things of Destiny, is like, things are different, things are new, you want to discover stuff, you want to explore stuff. But when those guides are all out there after the first week, it kind of takes that desire to go exploring out. Because you could drop down into the Venus the first time and be like, oh, I want to go here and here. It's like, well, there's nothing over there. You know, these are where all these, you know, collectibles are at. You don't have to go look over there. So I hope that, I don't know, I hope that there's more stuff that Bungie has that no one knows about yet, that we still have to discover. I mean, there's still 3 calcified fragments out there. They're probably coming out on the hard mode raid. And, you know, and what's that thing going to be when we, you know, when we get that? The 50 fragments, you know, or is there going to be a new weapon that no one knows about? Is the sleeper cell tied to this new quest chain today? Is there going to be more stuff coming out that no one has discovered yet? I don't know, and maybe it's just a personal thing. Maybe everyone, if people want that discovery of finding new things, you know, they just have to go dark and not watch the internet or not look at guides or anything like that, and that's totally cool. If you want to do that, go for it. But I don't know, it's just, it seems like games, there's so many people playing, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but, you know, the information is, we find it so fast, and we share it, which is fine. People want to share the information that they find, and, I mean, YouTube is a huge deal, because if you get the clicks, you're making money, and that's part of it. That's part of the drive, to want to be the first person to find something. So, I don't know, it's just kind of different from when I was playing video games in the past, and I, you know, drop in and I'm playing Mario RPG for the first time and I didn't have a guide. You know, it's me play. You know, if I miss a secret, I wouldn't even know if I missed a secret or not. You know, there wasn't the information I could go on, and I mean, I'm probably sure there was, but I just didn't care about it. I just wanted the experience of playing through the game and getting it done. So, I mean, things have changed in the gaming world, and, you know, gamers change and how they want information and when they want it and how they take it in. So just something to think about. If, you know, maybe you don't care if you discover it first. Maybe you just want to have all the things. Maybe you're just the collector and it only matters if you collect all of them. It doesn't matter if you're first, doesn't matter if you find something new. I remember playing Halo Reach, and we played Halo Reach for so long just looking for anything to do with the legendary ending. All the other games had legendary endings, you know. Where's the legendary ending in Halo Reach? I remember, you know, me and Neverfear going through, and we were just searching levels, you know, doing nothing, breaking out of the map, doing all these things that, you know, no one else has done, because everyone in the community knew there's going to be a legendary ending, because there was before. So there's everyone searching, trying all these different things, and everybody was in this race to be the one to discover it. So it was really exciting. It's very disappointing when they found out, like, there isn't a legendary ending. And maybe there is, they just hit it really well. Maybe the legendary ending of Halo Reach is actually hidden in Destiny Taken King. Whoa. Spoiler alert. You heard it here first, folks. But that kind of discovery is exciting. So I'm hoping that more is going to come out. I mean, everything, I guess I just have to face it that no matter what there is, I'm not going to be the first one to find it. Just because I don't play as much as a lot of other people do. And that's fine. I don't fault people for enjoying the game and playing the game and trying to find these things. So, you know, that was just a couple of my thoughts and, you know, things I've been thinking about at Destiny and secrets and the sharing of information online. So, I'm going to call it here for now. I've got some more stuff to talk about next week. I didn't get to a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the Talok that I got. I wanted to talk about exotics and why we're not able to equip more than one exotic at a time, and if that's game-breaking at all. We're going to discuss why is that when I switch from this sniper rifle A to sniper rifle B, I lose all my ammo. It makes no sense to me. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. If you have questions, if you have comments, hit me up on Twitter, @StephenLampton, ask the question. We'll talk about it here on the show. All right, Guardians, go find that sleeper simulant. Peace out.